have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
to get in my great zone. It's not enough to sing a song. It's not enough just clap along. I gotta get my great zone. Get my great zone. I gotta get my great zone. I gotta get my great zone. To sing a song. Just clap along. I gotta get my great zone. Get my great zone. I gotta get my freak zone. I gotta get my freak zone. It's not enough to sing a song. It's not enough just clapping along. I gotta get my freak zone. Get my freak zone. I gotta get my freak zone. I gotta get my freak zone. To sing a song. Just clapping along. I gotta. It's not enough to sing a song. It's not enough just clapping along. I gotta. I gotta get my freak zone. I gotta get my freak zone. To sing a song. Just clapping along. I gotta get my freak zone. Get my freak zone. I gotta get my freak zone. I gotta get my freak zone. It's not enough to sing a song. It's not enough just clap along. I gotta get my praise on. Get my praise on. I gotta get my praise on. I gotta get my praise on. To sing a song.
Wow.
Just clapping along. I gotta
get my praise on.
I love that song. Hello. And I'm going to rejoice and be glad. And welcome to Fellowship Friday with Kimmy Kim. I am so blessed. I am honored to have this wonderful guest on today. It's been a minute. It's been a minute. But it's all about God's timing. We got the wonderful, the beautiful, the, I know men don't like to be called beautiful, but he is beautiful. Dwayne Gott on today, and we're going to talk about him and what's been going on, a recap, and he has a new single. Yes. So before we bring him on, let's first thank you once again for this wonderful day. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, Father God. Thank you for purpose living, Father God. It's not about you and not about me. Please decrease me and put more of your ways and your precepts, God. It's all about getting my praise on, because when I get that praise on, I feel you, I feel my strength, because all of my help comes from you, Father God. Thank you for this fellowshipping Friday. Let it be a blessing to those who don't understand that you can still get your praise on and have fun in you, Father God. And I give you glory and honor, and I make this wonderful praise and prayer in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Without further ado, I can't wait. Let's get a hand clap for my brother, Dwayne Gott. How you doing?
How you doing?
I love that song, Get My Praise On. You know, you'd be at the house or in your car, you'd be like, going to put that shoulders on. I don't know if you know this dance called a bank head bounce. You'd be like, get my praise. Well, you know, you do the bank head bounce and stuff. But that's Atlanta. I don't know if you know about that.
Yeah, just like New York.
I love music, yeah. So well, I really believe I can get my praise on doing the dance, you know, get my dance on.
Yeah, I can get my praise on every chance I get. Hey, thank you for having me, and thank you for that, for praying us in. That was a beautiful prayer. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
No, thank you. Well, I'm the honor one. I mean, you're writing music, getting your praise on, having a radio show. You're just so busy, and I just want to thank you for your time. I appreciate you, my brother. Woo-hoo!
Thank you for having me. I'm not new to the show. Happy that you're having me once again. So how are you?
A blessing. Good. So how are you doing? Tell us what you've been doing since the last time we talked. Everything, probably.
I'm doing great. You know, me and the fine family, we hanging in there. You know, my beautiful wife, Valerie Gott, she's still putting up with me and hanging in there and supporting me with, you know, with my music. And I've been writing, producing, but we haven't been performing because, you know, unfortunately, the pandemic. Yes, yeah. But, you know, I'm definitely in the studio every chance I get doing the radio shows. I'm you know, I have two radio stations that I'm playing with the Gospel Praise Mix down. So God is opening up a lot of doors and definitely in the blessing business.
Look how God does when you're obedient. And, I mean, when I first interviewed you, I mean, I still remember that humbly spirit, and I still remember that. You have such an amazing story. And before we get into the Fellowship of Friday, can you tell the listener who is Dwayne Gott? Because, you know,
Dwayne Gott.
Just so all over the place. You're amazing. Beautiful story.
Well, Kim, you know, I can't thank you enough, you know, looking out once again and, you know, helping, you know, support my music. Well, Dwayne Gott, you know, I consider myself a man of God, and I like to give, you know, honor to my bishop, Bishop Hezekiah Walker. I'm a part of the Love Fellowship Kingdom Church out in Brooklyn, and we also have one in PA and also in South Africa. And, you know, I like to thank
again,
you know, my family for their support. You know, my daughter, Ty, and my son-in-law, Brandon, and they have a beautiful church out in Brooklyn, Epiphany. My grandsons, Jaden and Jeremy. Yeah, I've been writing, producing, you know, for quite some time. Again, I've been playing bass at my church with Bishop Hezekiah Walker. I've been some recording on a lot of CDs, also on a Grammy Award-winning CD. So I decided, you know, to do some things for my... I just decided,
you know,
to
he's
do
one of my favorite
about.
Artists of all time. So, I mean, you know, I love Hezekiah Walker. I don't know any song that every song that I listen to, he has something to do with it, or he'd probably be the producer. And now just knowing that you have the gift, it's a great time when you guys are in the studio together, huh? You know, mixing, because your music is like, you're in a church club, you'd be like, get your praise on. I'm like, oh my goodness, so I can only imagine how that harmony is when you guys are together.
Yeah, it's a lot of hard work and, you know, late nights staying up and getting things right, because we definitely want to present the music to the listeners and, you know, our followers. And we want to make sure that the quality is there. So we spend some time getting together, you know, just to bless the people.
Awesome. How long you been doing music? How long have you been doing music? How long you been in love with music? I could just tell you love music based on.
I fell in love with music at 13 years old. I fell in love with music. So, yeah, I heard a young man about my age playing the bass guitar. And I asked my mother, you know, would she get me one for Christmas? And she said, if you do well in school, you know, I'll get you one. And she went and purchased my first bass guitar at the age of 13. I've been playing ever since.
Oh, wow. I could tell. Because you have that quality music. You know how some people may lack the mixing or the tracks or the vocal. You have them all in one unison, and they have great. You know how sometimes you may be lacking, but when I listen to your music, it's like it's so different, but it's good. You know, it's not the ordinary. And I love things like that because I like to be outside the box. So what keeps you outside the box?
Oh, well, it's prayer. Trust me, it's nothing that I'm doing on my own. You know, we were taught to pray in church at an early age, and we continue to do so. So I like to seek the Lord first before I do anything. And I give all honor to him because, you know, he gives me the gifts and the talent, and I just bless him back. I give it right back to him and say, Lord, this is for you. Have your way with it. And, you know, I pray that it blesses someone.
And you know what? If you don't mind, I know I'm about to put you on the spot, but I just did a wonderful story about you, how your wife help you with your walk, because it's important. Because, you know, I grew up in a Christian home, but I was a prodigal daughter, mm-hmm. and I didn't get to know him like I do know him right now until 1998, even though I got saved at the age of 12. Can you tell the listener, how did you come about in this wonderful relationship with the Lord? Because people think that you, that's not case with a lot of people. And I love your story. It's so beautiful. It's like a love story. And if you don't mind sharing to the listener, because young people think that we are boring. We're not boring. We are dope in the Lord now. That's all. Yeah.
In the Lord. You know, God is wonderful, and I thank him for reaching down and saving me. Before I met my wife, you know, you always feel some type of supreme being. You know, I can't understand someone that would say that they don't, because he exists and is always a greater power. When I met my wife, she was in church and I wasn't. Yeah, I was, you know, running around calling myself Peace God. Changed my name and everything. Changed my name.
I love
so,
that.
You know, once we got married, you know, she would take me to her grandfather's church that was the Macedonia Church of Christ out in Brooklyn on Quincy Street. But we were partying. We was hanging out at the clubs. And, you know, I would go with her when we were able to get up on a Sunday. And her grandfather would say, hey, you know, your husband comes with you. That's a beautiful thing. You guys need to stop partying so much they can come more often. So we joined the church after a while, you know, and you know, we just continued to fellowship there. And once we, you know, became a little lax in, you know, the ministry, we just seeked another ministry. And that's when we came across Bishop Hezekiah Walker. You know, her grandfather had passed away, you know, then. So then we just joined the Love Fellowship. And we've been there ever since. And we also attend my daughter's church, which is on the Epiphany out in Brooklyn as well. We go there every now and then and visit them. So, yeah, I give honor to God and thank God for my wife. Yes.
Isn't that something? She's the Thessalonian woman, you know, that she loved you in spite of, you know, not having a relationship with the Lord. And I really believe that when you see someone who is an unbeliever, you don't have to preach the word to them. You just show them your love. Show them who you are in the Lord, and that will become contagious. Unfortunately, we do have some who still think that they must, you know, force it on someone, but that's not how you do it. Yeah. And so we tend to drive them away. So thank you for this story, because I want young people to understand, hey, we haven't been good at all my life, Drew. I know I got some. I have so much fun in Atlanta. So I understand that sometimes God gives you a circumstance or a situation that, you know, really make you want to turn your way and you repent. So you turn away from to something else. So thank you so much. So your style of music, how would you define it?
Oh, man. Again, you know, God gives it to me. And I grew up playing R&B, and that feel really much never left me. So I always I believe that music was created to glorify God and to worship him. So basically what I'm doing is, you know, changing the lyrics to most of my feels. And most of my lyrics are glorifying him, helping someone else to get their praise on, and encouraging to the saints and saved and unsaved. And it's funny that you should mention, because when you were speaking about love, you know, there's a scripture that says, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. And there's another one that says, a sanctified wife will sanctify her husband.
That's so true. Because when you love the Lord, you don't have to just beat up on someone's head. You just, you know, show them love. I mean, we all fall short. I mean, I don't understand how some, you know, believers tend to condemn people. Condemnation is not of the Lord. It's love. And so you just told me that your wife showed you love. She wasn't saying you need to go to church. You're not saved. You know, she just showed that love. Love speaks volumes. It's much more powerful than condemnation or finger pointing. So thank you. And so when you write your music, is it based from, you're welcome, is it based from like when you are going through things, or do you sometimes have a dream? You know, sometimes people dream and then they have their notebook near their nightstand, or is it, you could be in a car and God gives you a song. How do you formulate these wonderful songs? I know you have a new single called A Test, and I can't wait to play that as well.
Yeah.
How do you formulate your song?
Yeah, the test of faith. Well, again, you know, it's through prayer, because, you know, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. So I like to, you know, pray first and see what God gives me. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes he gives me music that would help people to get their praise on. He'll give me a song, a title saying, Hold On. He'll give me a title mm-hmm. saying, Just Believe. He'll give me, you know, the latest one saying, A Test of Faith. And I send one out to my friends.
I didn't get Test of Believe. Where's Just Believe at? You didn't send me that one. Oh, I'm jealous. I'll purchase it. I'll find it.
Yeah. Oh, yes. There's a few of them out there. There's one called I Need a Miracle. And I was praying,
where can we get love? You don't put your music on Elation Radio, you know, the live stream. Okay, I'll find it. I'm sorry, I apologize,
but I'm going to send it to you.
My feelings hurt.
We have some sick friends, and sometimes, you know, our family become ill, and we need a miracle, you know, every now and then, you know, so for healing. So I wrote the song, I Need a Miracle, and it wasn't really based on me. It was for someone that, you know, that's very close to us, that's ill, my wife's sister. And, we, you know, I was praying for her, and he gave me, I Need a Miracle. Mm-hmm. So I'm, and there's another thing that God gave me. It's called Gospel House Music. Gospel House Music.
Don't tell me. Is it going to be, like, similar to house music back in the days? Are you serious?
Yes. Exactly like that.
Oh, wow.
We just changed the lyrics.
That's going to be amazing.
And we have that driving beat that's going to get you to tapping your feet and bopping your head. And when those lyrics come at you, it's going to be like Keep On Praising, Just Believe, and Thank You, Lord. All of these titles, you know, God, you know, gave me. And it's the Gospel House Music. And we've been pushing it, myself and some friends. And I'll definitely keep you in the loop for sure, Kim.
I'm going to get you. And then I want you to go on my friend's show. Her name is T. Spence. You'll love her. I told her about you because I really believe that young people need to hear that. We do have fun. It's not boring and Lord. And really, I call it inspirational music because I don't put music – I don't put label on the music because it's inspirational. Mm-hmm. Most of my music are inspirational, mm-hmm. and it's a gift from God. And I just mm-hmm. love the fact that you know that we it's okay to change. It's okay to mm-hmm. cater to those people or those demographic who may want the house party music or to get your praise on style mm-hmm. of music, because everyone has their own style of music. And it's still beautiful because it's amazing how Psalms is the biggest book in the Bible, okay? And it's the middle part of the Bible. It was the reason why God believed in music. I really believe. I mean, God is humorous. It's the biggest book mm-hmm. in the Bible, and it's the midsection. So with that being said, I just love your music. I love everything that you have brought to the table. I love your personality. Your spirit, man, is so beautiful. What keeps you humble?
Well, God keeps me humble. You know, life experiences, you know, will take you to your knees. It depends on, you know, his grace and mercy. And we have to pray for grace and mercy, because some trials and tribulations people can't handle, you know. And, you know, the rate of suicide that's going on today, you know, we have to pray for them, because if they would just lean on the Lord and just seek him, I believe that he will give them a sure word. So it's just a matter of praying, seeking God, believing God, and definitely believing that he'll never leave you nor forsake you, that he'll always be with you.
Yes.
So I give God all the honor and all the glory. And he's still working on me now.
Oh, absolutely. I ask God every day, please don't keep your hands away from me, because I'm still a work in progress. I mean, I've been on this role since 1998, my renewal date, but hey, Kimmy, the old Kimmy is still in, so I still have to dye her daily. If I don't, some of her qualities will come back out. So I must. have the word in me.
Imagine.
I get you.
I can imagine. Oh my goodness. I can imagine you driving in the car and getting road rage.
When I used to live in Atlanta, road rage was like, oh my goodness, what's my weakness? Because I'm telling you, you can just be in one lane and someone bogarts in your way. And unfortunately, Kimmy Kim used to give them the finger. Yeah. But I'm getting better. My my level of contentment as it relates to like road rage has gotten better because St. Louis doesn't have traffic like Atlanta. That's another reason why I'm not rushing back to Atlanta. That traffic is too crazy for me. But with that being said, who are some of your mentors or people that you look after for advice when it relates to music or to your walk with the Lord?
Wow. Well, you know, again, I grew up listening to a lot of groups like Kuhn the Gang, Earth, Wind & Fire, Herbie Hancock, Stevie Wonder, you know, the great legends. And, you know, as time moved on, of course, it was Bishop Hezekiah Walker. I listened to some Donnie, of course, Kirk Franklin. He was really one that, you know, caught my attention with that stomp back in the days. Because that particular tune actually was played in the clubs, and I pray that my
Salt and Pepper.
I pray that
that song.
My house, my gospel house music make it to the club. Because when you're patting your feet and bobbing your head and you're on the dance floor, you know I pray that spiritually that the music connects with you. So you'll say later on, wow, there was something different about that song. And you will come to realize that it was a gospel song. Yeah. So, right now,
I remember those days.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no. Go ahead. Yeah. I was just saying, I agree. I remember those days when he first came up with that song, Stomp with Salt and Pepper. Oh, yeah. I was at the club. Go ahead.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people didn't really listen to the lyrics at first, but trust me, later on it touched them. So I you know, that's one of my prayers. And I had a good friend, a couple of good friends that's into music, and one in particular, Juwan Martin. He was the minister of music at our church at one time for years, many years, on the Love Fellowship Kingdom Church. And he said, Dwayne, he said, when you play, do you believe that people are being healed, set free, and delivered through your playing? And I said, you know, I never thought about that. I said, I'm going to be prayerful about that. I'm going to pray about that. So that was one of my prayers for years that when I
– I believe that's all stopped. When I listened to it, I was like, oh, my goodness, I need to get better, God. I was on the dance floor one day. That song came on. I was like, okay, God, I'm going to turn my life over. Oh, yeah, it does. Especially if you have the right – track and the right words. I'm telling you, people are going to start to remember words. And words are powerful. Either you speak life or death. And he was speaking life in the club. I think they do. So it did make me question my relationship at the time. You can't be lukewarm with the Lord.
I strongly believe in the anointing because the anointing, it breaks and destroys the yokes. So I believe that, you know, the music has to be anointed in order for yokes to be broken and lives to be changed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I remember some. I was like, oh, my goodness, really, God? And then it kept on coming on because I was like, how do you mix hip-hop with this song? And, you know, I was upset because – the song, but then as the beats start coming, you're like, this is jam though, you know, Salt and Pepper, and you know, my man, they made a song together, and so you start listening to the words, and it can really dissect your heart into thinking if you, who are you? Are you a daughter of Satan? Are you a daughter of the most, awesome.
Choose a side.
you know? But he wants us to have fun, but it's how we have fun. And we must do things in decent and in order. And I still like music, but now I know how to, you know, make sure that that music doesn't get into my spirit, because whatever you feed your spirit, it will come out as who you are as a person. It does. People say music doesn't make you change. Yeah, it does. Because back in the days, I want to be sexy. Then I was listening to those type of songs. It's like, okay, this is what you do to be sexy. It does. It does. Right.
Yeah, the world says that music soothes the savage beast, but in the Bible it says David the psalmist soothed Saul the king.
Absolutely. I agree. And that's why it's important you take a heed on what you listen to, because you are what you eat, you are what you listen to, and you are what's in your heart. I already believe that.
Yes.
And I still like my hip-hop, and I still love certain things, but now I know how to maintain that with the help of the Holy Spirit, because some of those hip-hop songs, you tend to have, you can learn their stories. So now I look at them at a different perspective. I look at it as if they're telling their story of how they grew up. So I don't, you know, allow that to get into my membrane. But don't get me wrong, I love their beats, and I love the fact that we have people like you and David Bitton and others bringing the gospel into a new era, and to, you know, to make it more fun, make it more, you know, God said we can sing a joyful noise. He didn't say that it has to be a certain way. I mean, as long as it's in tune with Him, we can still have fun in the music. And I love music. Music, I cannot live without music. I need music. So I'm in love with music. So with that being said, if you know, let's say, for instance, someone is interested in getting into this music industry, what kind of advice would you give them on how to, pursue their dreams?
Again, you know, seek God first. That's the first advice I would give anyone, you know, just to hear from Him, to get His guidance, because He might not even want you to do music, but if that's what, you know, that's in your heart, you know, He says He'll give you the desires of your heart as well. So seek Him first. And then, you know, get into the studio. Make sure your music is nice and polished and clean. And then get on that social media and push it out there and connect with other people that's involved in doing music and on social media. You have to be careful on social media as well, because there are the gold diggers out there that will just, you know, say, hey, send me X amount of dollars and I'll do this and I'll do that, and your song won't go anywhere. So you have to be careful with that and prayerful with that and who you connect with. And just believe and hold on to your dreams. Don't give up. Never give up. Just keep pressing.
I love that.
And eventually doors will open. Yeah.
That's beautiful. So has COVID-19 caused a little challenge when it comes to new artists when they want to pursue their dreams and they need to get heard, and you're not doing a lot of meetings, but you're doing more of the virtual? Is that an advantage or a disadvantage to some of the new artists of today?
Well, I wouldn't call it a disadvantage, because with social media and with the virtual networks going on, you can always be seen, and it's just a matter of connecting with the right people and making a video and putting it on the right platform, like iTunes. There's a few other ones out there, TikTok. You know, you just put your music out there.
That's one of my favorites.
It's just the live performance that slowed down, you know, during the pandemic, because you couldn't gather together in, you know, certain places. Yeah, the social distance. So live performances pretty much had ceased for the time being.
Okay.
But that, you know, we got to thank God, you know, for social media again, because you said virtual, it was definitely there and it's still here. So there's really, there were ways of getting around the pandemic and still keeping your music out there with the social media.
That's awesome to know, because it looks like this is a new era of promoting or branding yourself. So, My brother, I want to talk about this new single called Test. And please give me a synopsis of that, please.
A test of faith. Again, you know, through prayer, you know, listening to, being on social media and hearing that, you know, some friends were sick and some friends was going through, and, you know, my personal testimony of going through some things, you know, financially. And, you know, it's all a test of faith, because the enemy is seeking who he may devour and who he may deceive. So he comes to discourage you, distract you, to turn you off course, to make you say it's not going to work, to test your belief. And, you know, God put in my spirit, you know, encourage yourself and someone and let them know it's just a test of faith, because, you know, he has given every man a measure of faith, and it's how we use it going to increase it. Because he said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, and you say to the mountain, mountain be thou removed. Imagine you had faith the size of the grapefruit. You can move more than mountains. That's just something I'm
You preaching now.
So it's really,
that's a preach word.
It's really a test
Come
of
on,
faith.
Preacher.
It's a test of faith. Every day is a test of faith. Jesus. And also, he put in my spirit to rap, because I used to do rap back in the
really?
Day.
Oh, really? You got hip-hop, too? Okay, so we're going to see that
hip-hop.
Coming very soon. You have a single coming?
Yeah.
With you rapping? I got to hear this. Because you got the voice. I can see you. I can hear it. I can hear it in my membrane, in my spirit, you having a hip-hop song. Come on now. Ain't nothing wrong with hip-hop. I love me some hip-hop. Oh, come on.
My oldest grandson, he's into, you know, hip-hop. And he does some gospel rap as well. But I was just, you know, kind of like putting out there, showing him how it was done from the old school back in the days. You know, like Curtis Blow and Grandmaster Flash and those guys.
You're bringing back the good memories. That's when I fell in love with hip-hop. Oh, that was so beautiful. That was a beautiful era. And it's still beautiful. It's just now it's a little painted, but I'm praying for hip-hop.
Yeah.
So how can people reach out to you? Because you have so much to offer. You are a father, no more your servant. You're a husband, a father, a grandfather, a servant. You help in the church. You're a director of music, and you were a non-believer. I mean, you have so many stories to help people and to enlighten them that no matter what you see, still persevere, because this too shall pass. How can people reach out to you, or if they want to book you, or they would love to interview you as well? Because I just love your story. You are humble. You just said something that was profound earlier, that you go through, and people would look at you like, will be like, what? You go through things? And just to know that you are able to announce that, but you didn't allow that to be your, you know, your last, you're the end of the story. You kept on pushing through that core of the storm because you know who your father is. So how can people reach out to you?
Well, Facebook, that's the easiest way. Dwayne Gott, Gott, Facebook. And then they can go to IG, which is the Instagram, and it's Gott Music. Gott Music. The same thing on Twitter. Gott Music.
Awesome.
And those are the main three social media networks that they can contact me on. Or they can, you know, use my email address, which is gottmusicaol.com. And then I also have the Gmail, which is gottmusicbass@gmail.com. So Gott Music.
Awesome.
Yeah, you'll find me. Amen.
Awesome. And you are soarable. I mean, you are such an amazing person. You just have a beautiful soul. And I just want to let people know that he's definitely approachable. My brother, he is on fire for the Lord, making music and Before we end, I would like for you to give us a closing remark of like a nugget that we can chew on for the remainder of the week. And if you don't mind praying us out, and I just want to thank you once again for giving me the opportunity to fellowship with you. I'm going to give a shout out to Jerry Royce and to all of the other networks that makes up Elation Radio. I just love you, my brother, because I love the fact that you just love music. You love the Lord. You put him first. I mean, every question, I put him first. And that's the easy recipe. But people have to get there. When they understand once you have him as your first love, everything else will run its course. They will fall into their prospective places. And I love the fact that I'm just saying, you are just an amazing brother. And you have a beautiful story of how you came to the Lord through your wife. I mean, I had a club, but I was still, I knew the Lord, you know, I still went to the club. So, but I just love your story. That's why I just love you. You're just so, so amazing. So with that being said, if you don't mind praying us out and give us a word of encouragement, and I thank you. And once the magazine is back up, I want to feature you as well. So I can't wait till that day come. But thank you so much for helping me interview you and fellowshipping you. I don't like interview. It's called fellowship. So thank you so much.
Fellowship. It's Fellowship Friday.
Oh, yeah, I love Fellowship Friday because you let your hair down and it's Friday, it's the weekend, you know how we used to say it's Friday, mm-hmm. It's the weekend. So I like
yeah.
the fellowship on Fridays. Let your hair down because
thank
you've done so much work Monday through Thursday. Yeah, thank God it's Friday.
Yeah, that used to be a club song too, Thank God It's Friday.
Mm,
yeah, Thank God
I like that. That could
yeah.
be a song. Mm, hit, hit.
Yeah.
That could be a song.
Well, Kimmy, I want to thank you, you know, once again for having me. Thank you so much. And you're definitely a woman. You're definitely a woman of God because you prayed us in before the show, and a lot of radio personalities don't do that. So you do seek God first as well.
I got you.
I'd like to leave
Kimmy can come out at any time. I want to decrease. Let him increase. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The floor
you know,
is
we
yours.
Were praying for you. On a personal note, we were praying for you. You already know that. So I don't have to go into why, but you already know the person that knows we was praying for you. And we thank God for keeping
thank
you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That
yeah.
cancer journey was no joke, but God. Oof, Lord. But God. But you know
but
what?
God.
It was really mind over matter because that chemo
yeah.
is deadly. And if you don't have that mental, that spiritual understanding of that is more stronger than your physical body, it can take you out because that chemo had me in that bed for 3 days. So
wow.
I was like, I was being funny. One for the Father, one for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Ghost. And then the fourth day, I was okay.
What a way to look at it.
So that, yeah, wow. I'll tell you, that chemo, oh my goodness, 16 of them. Yeah, that was deadly. Yeah. But God.
Yeah. Well, the nugget for this weekend is a test of faith, because that's all it is when the enemy comes up against you. It's just a test of faith. See how strong you can stand. But as I pray us out, Heavenly Father, Lord and Savior, we come thanking you once again, thanking you for this day. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for covering us with your blood. Thank you for keeping us from all harm and danger. Father, we ask now that you just continue to pour out your spirit, continue to have your grace and mercy upon us, continue to watch over us, continue to give us dreams and hopes and faith that we may go forth and do great things in your name so that you will get the glory. And everyone that may be listening to this radio interview, we ask that you just touch them in a mighty way. Heal them. Bless them, Lord. Deliver them. Set them free from whatever it may be. And we ask that you just continue to watch over us. Once again, we ask these many prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much, my brother, for the for prayer. It was a blessing to have. And you have a blessed, blessed week. And listeners,
yeah. You keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll hold you up in prayer.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to hold you up in prayer because we know the enemy's mad.
Yes. He's mad at this. Exactly. Because I got to have you and one of my favorite of all times, Henry the Water, come to St. Louis soon because I told my pastor about you guys. So.
Yeah. Let us know.
We got to have you in the car, sorry, St. Louis. So we'll love to have that happen. Yeah, can't wait. I see it coming. I already know it's coming. I don't know when. We just got to wait till the numbers goes down. But I would love to invite you to the church that I attend because all we sing is your songs. Yeah, that's all we sing.
Wow.
Hezekiah Walker songs. Yeah. Yeah. So I just thank you for your story, for being transparent, and let people know, hey, we are still a work in progress, but we are having fun in the Lord, and I can't wait till you send me those music, especially the house party one. Yeah, mm-hmm. I need to get my praise on that one.
Yeah.
Well, you be blessed, okay?
You be blessed. We'll talk soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Before you move, let me take you on a mission with the food. So don't miss, you might miss the blessing that I'm preaching and teaching. If you don't have Facebook, pick up your phone, phone a friend, so they can tune in to hear the story about his glory and the measure of faith we were given. He's a healer, this is true. He made the blind see and he can heal you.
Don't let the devil stop you, from believing the word that's true.
No need to walk in fear. Tell the devil get up and get out of here. Don't fall victim to his mate. Just a second thing. We all are under attack, but no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that's a fact. Whatever you pray in Jesus' name, just believe that's all I'm saying.
Don't let the devil stop you, from believing the word that's true.
No need to walk in fear. Tell the devil get up and get out of here. Don't fall victim to his mate. Just a second thing.
fire.